Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was her attempt to cleanse the house with holy water a trigger for something darker? And who was the woman who reached out to grab her in the dead of night?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. So here we are. This is... you guys are going to be hearing this around the Christmas time. It could be give or take a bit. But this is, I think, the last Real Ghost Stories recording I'm doing for this year. And then we start back up at the beginning of January. So
nice.
Yeah. Take a little break. I want to, you know, I want to dedicate a few days to listening to CDs, Christmas CDs specifically, and writing down the length of the songs, and then mistranscribing
and then fucking
them it up. And mistranscribing them, yes, in the computer.
So you know what's really funny is, you know, I'm still doing radio after all these years, and while technology has changed, there's still always that little bit of concern when nobody's at the radio station that everything's going smoothly, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what are there? I mean, computers can mess up. They can crash. I mean, that was half of the time you'd have to get there at 3 a.m. is because the computer decided to crash for whatever reason.
Yeah, and luckily that doesn't happen necessarily as much anymore. Yeah. But still, now there's so many people involved. It's like, did so-and-so do what they needed to do and all that kind of crap. So,
yeah, that was fun. For those who have not heard this story, and I think we've told it a few times over the years, but it was like 1996-ish. I think it was 96, 97, those 2 years. And we were working in radio. Todd was my boss. I was like 14. And one of the things we had to do was when Christmas comes around, you play Christmas music. And the radio station was automated, and all of them are now. But back then it was automated by like 100 CD changers.
There were six of them, changers.
So we had 600 CDs that would be grabbed by the thing that the computer said, okay, play this song. And our computer screen said that's what the song was. All the computer knows is to grab a disc number and a certain track and press play and then go to the next event after however many seconds that is or how many minutes it is. So we have to be correct on the timing that we're putting in, saying this is how long this song is. Otherwise,
and also where the disc is located.
Yes, and where the disc is located.
and what track the song is on.
And the track, yes. Those are all the key things. See, all these, I still like, oh yeah, you got to pay attention to that too. So you're just putting in like, it's player three, so number three, disc five, track eight. So you just numerically put that into the system and label the song, and you know, then the computer has it, basically. But if you do that incorrectly, there's 600 other CDs, and God knows however many tracks that is, that it could randomly play at any given time if you, like, I don't know, mistranscribe those numbers or just aren't paying attention. So... one of my first things working there was to do that. So all summer we're timing out CDs and everything, get them in the system, and then Christmas comes around. Here's the real test of everything. And I remember my phone ringing at my parents' place, I think several times on Christmas Eve.
Several times.
No. It was, you called, but then I kept listening to the station, and it kept... happening. this song, like I put like what 55 minutes on like a 5 minute song or something. And
the one I remember was we would get these hit discs, and so some of the music was rap, some of it was country, some of it was whatever, and then there would be some Christmas songs in there too. So I'm listening, and the station was very much, if you ever remember who Delilah was.
Yes.
On the radio. Very soft and very tender. Mm-hmm. And Delilah.
Light rock, on, less talk.
Yes. Sunny 97.7. And so the Christmas song, all of a sudden I'm listening to it and it's going, this is a pretty nice mix. We did a good job. And then all of a sudden I hear like some sort of rap beat come in and they're talking about like doing it on the kitchen table or something like that. And I'm literally driving down Highway 45 on the lakeshore heading north. And I stop my car and I swing around and I go back to the radio station because I realized that Tony had put in the wrong numbers and we were playing some horrible radio friendly, but still horrible rap song on the station. And so I think that might've been the time that somebody got a phone call.
Yeah. I might've been around.
Like, what the F is this?
And the best part is, it's like all the things you put between the songs, they're called sweepers. It's the imaging of the station. It's the voice of the station,
right,
that says the stuff. And it would be like, have the warmest happy holidays with your friends and family on Sunny 97. Yo, do me in the back door. Do me in the back door.
What the fuck? That's exactly what it was. And,
yeah,
I swear having you as an employee really kept me on my toes.
I keep myself on my toes.
I bet. I bet.
It's a lot of squirrel, that sort of stuff that goes on. So, okay. Well, there you go. There's the holiday memory.
That's right. Once a year when we go back in time and tell that story.
Exactly. And I said today, this is like the 29th year. I think
that's crazy.
I know that is. Yeah, that's freaking crazy. All right. Let's go to our ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi, let's hear your story.
I wanted to tell you a couple stories today about what I'm going through right now. I just moved from Oregon to South Carolina to help my father-in-law through some difficult times. And, boy, his house, it's really something. I've called him before, you played one of my stories where I thought maybe it was my dad that was always near me. There's always a presence near me. There's something that follows me around. And I made a comment about how, whatever it is also follows me into the shower. So hopefully it's not, maybe I have a couple different things hovering around me. That's, never been more true. Whatever it was, definitely followed me to South Carolina, at least, one of them did. And there's a few new characters that are possibly dearly departed that have popped up in my life. My father-in-law, soon to be ex-wife, is a massive hoarder. I've spent the majority of my time in South Carolina helping him clean up the house, helping him get the house safe and in order and getting all the stuff out. And when we first got there were things that would go bump in the night, but we could attribute that to something falling off the pile, someone kicking something across the floor. But as I started cleaning up the house and as it got less and less cluttered, it was hard to attribute those noises to something that could be explained away so easily, especially when they happen right in front of you. I have a room upstairs that is now my craft room. I make wreaths and signs and all kinds of fun stuff. And around Christmas time, I was making my Christmas wreath, and I use the little plastic Christmas ornaments when I'm doing that. And one night I watched them pick up from the table one by one, drop back down on the table, bounce a few times, and roll off the table. That's obviously not something that I can attribute to a hoarder's nest. We also, during Christmas time, had this big Mickey Mouse snow globe out on the table. It's like an electric snow globe. It blows snow up in the air and plays Christmas music. The only way to get it to turn on is to push the button. I know this because I sat there and jiggled it and moved it around and walked around in front of it and make sure there's no motion sensor or way to trigger it by, someone walking across the floor and vibrations like going up and, just whatever. I tried everything. The only way to get this dang thing to turn on is to push the button. I'd be in the kitchen. Something would push the button. It would turn on. I'd walk into the living room. I'd push the button, turn it back off, turn my back, and boom, it's back on. Finally, I just unplugged it, and when I unplugged it and turned around, I heard like a hissing noise behind me, and I turned around, and it's blowing snow with the power completely off. No way that it should have been doing that, but there we were, and it was. There were a few times where I'd be in either the upstairs or downstairs bathroom painting or cleaning or, you know, doing whatever, and with the door wide open, I would see just splashes of people walking by, but I was the only one home. Nobody should have been walking by the bathroom. Once I looked up while I was scrubbing the bathtub, and there was like a big black figure, like a black figure, but with definition. Like I could make out facial features, but everything was just black, just shadowy. As soon as I noticed it and looked at it for 2 seconds, it was gone. In the downstairs bathroom painting, I saw a very clear figure of a woman walking by, but she was clear enough that I could tell that her hair was blonde. She was wearing colorful clothing, but it was only, you know, a 2 second window where I saw her. It was so real that I had to walk out of the bathroom and check all the doors and everything in the house to make sure that somebody didn't actually walk in. But nobody did. I hear, you know, whispers, voices. One time I was cleaning out a room upstairs, and my partner was with me, and we're just sitting there talking, and the closet door clicks open and swings wide open, and you know, we're the only two people in the entire house. So that was kind of the first thing that he got to experience. And he's a skeptic, so he just brushes it away. You know, it's nothing to him. He just, something was wrong with the latch or something, but I feel differently. Nothing was wrong with the latch for the first 2 months, so why would something suddenly be wrong with the latch? I've never felt like whatever was there was malicious or angry or was there to harm me in any way. It's just, I don't know what the word for it is. It's just, I guess uncomfortable just feeling like you're watched all the time. So I did try to sage the house, and I splashed holy water everywhere, and, just kind of seemed to make the activity ramp up more. I guess maybe I did it wrong, which is always a possibility. I'm going to have to try that again soon, but I was okay with it not being super effective because, like I said, I never felt like it was there to harm me. Well, one night I was up in my room sleeping. I was the only one home. My partner and my father-in-law were both at work. About anywhere from two to four o'clock in the morning, I was jolted awake by what I didn't know until I opened my eyes, and there was a woman, the same woman, I'm pretty sure, that was the one that was walking by the bathroom. We locked eyes for a minute, and I opened my mouth to say something, like something along the lines of who are you or what do you want? But before I could get any words out of my mouth, she reached out to grab my leg. At the same time she reached out to grab my leg, the door opened, and my partner walked in. The front door opened, and he walked in, and she disappeared. I know that this was not a dream, because there was not a time from, there was not a moment from the time that he opened the front door to the time he got into our room upstairs, that I woke up again, I was just awake. I was awake for the rest of the night. I was awake for the rest of the morning. So I know that's something that really happened, and it was the look on her face when she reached out to grab me, it did not seem like she was grabbing me with kind intent. So I don't know what the deal with that was. I don't know why, you know, everything had been kind of like playful, if not a little obnoxious, for a while, and then turned to some kind of hostility. But that was the only time anything like that had ever happened. Hopefully it stays that way. But if it doesn't, you'll be getting another call. Anyways, that's my story for now. I have a million more for you that I'll call in another time. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts on all that?
Certainly turned a little nasty there toward the end of her story. I will just say this. If she needs to chat about that or get some advice, she can reach out to me on social media. I'd love to talk to her about it. But, you know, you do, even if things are great, you just have to be wary, because if something's coming through to you, that means other things can come through as well. So whatever she's been experiencing that has been relatively friendly, maybe this is something else now that has come into the fray. I just want to say one thing, and it made me giggle. She mentioned that this thing grabbed her leg, but the first time she said that it grabbed her leg, I swear she said it grabbed my wig. So I was laughing a little bit till I realized she said leg. And then I'm thinking that would be funny too if she did, you know, the thing did grab her wig. I'd laugh about that anyway. So
both ways would be funny. That would be like, that'd be the ultimate ghoster. Like, it just keeps messing with your wig all day. And so that's like a sitcom there, where like from the 80s or the 70s or something. And
that's right.
Sunday on ABC, the ghost that always takes wigs and moves them around. It's another wacky episode of Willard the Wacky Ghost or something, you know. And I could see that.
Yeah, and the guy who played Urkel is starring in the TV show.
Jaleel White.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny. I just literally watched a Family Matters reunion episode like this weekend. And I watched a Jaleel White interview on The Breakfast Club.
What's this all about?
I don't know. It's really weird you bring up Urkel, and I like literally have just been like watching some stuff about Urkel. Creepy. But we've always done that. It's always kind of weird like that. All right. Well, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that, check it out. Apple Podcasts is our extra channel over there, our premium channel, or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening and Happy New Year.